Welcome. Jamie Kennedy here. Oh, my God. I've been fucking hibernating the last 3 days, getting away from people, trying to catch up on sleep. I've got my studio kind of organized. I'm going to take it to a bigger place. I have people on top of me that are stomping. I literally want to drill a hole up through the ceiling. I don't know how people walk. Like, how do you fucking walk, dude? Like, I haven't had this problem in 40 years. Like, I didn't even have that problem. Because, like, I lived in the attic. Anyway. Listen, guys. I'm going to be all over the place here. You can find me on Patreon. So what we do with the Patreon is we're going to put out things that we don't put out on YouTube right away. So you're going to get the first access to the pod, and I'm going to start giving you bonus content. And Patreon really is for people that really want to see this stuff early in its entirety, and also things that I can't talk about on YouTube. Then I'm going to put stuff on YouTube about every other day. And then I'm going to do Rumble, because they're a little bit more lax, so you can find it there. Then you can go to all of my links, Instagram, TikTok, Snap, X, Threads. I'm going to put stuff on Reddit, on Pinterest. There's a lot of places. So you can find me. You can find me in the club. I'm probably going to start streaming a little bit on Twitch. I should be on Twitch. Yeah, I'm going to probably do that, but that's the next stage. I can't stream all day, though. But I could do like an hour or maybe 2 hours. I don't know. Anyway, the channel's growing. It's a mix between my rants and great guests. A lot to go over today. I'm going to talk about the first thing I'm going to talk about, and then I'm going to react to some videos. But the channel's growing. I was very encouraged. I saw Joe Rogan. It said it took him 5 years to start making money. And I'm actually making a little bit of money. Not really making it, but it's covering a lot of my costs. So, you know, it's pretty cool. Like, I just need to have the regular thing. And I had a meeting with a director this week on a movie. I don't know. Maybe I'll get more excited about acting, because it was a cool project. Bad Boys made a lot of money. So, I don't know. You guys like to go to escapism. Go for it. But I still think the Hollywood's constricting, but maybe I'm wrong. I was talking to a producer the other night, and she was telling me that Netflix... Ooh, I'm not allowed to say this. Can I say this? That she just... Everybody who thinks that Netflix is really, like, in this perfect place, it's not. Like, she just basically said... I was like, well, they're going to keep making content. She's like, well, they get the Friends title in July. So think about that. Netflix could just get a few of these legacy titles and become a rerun platform. So that will really mess a lot of people up, because they think they're going to keep making stuff, but they might not. They just might become a big TBS, which makes sense. Why risk it if you have the rights to like three amazing huge shows? So I'm going to react to some things right now, because the world's crazy, as we know.
So there's a video floating around where they interview the Liquid Death employees at the factory, and they admitted that they put curses in the factory while they're making the water. And as you know, when an item is cursed, a person is cursed, that means they're putting demons into it. And so what the curse is meant to do, when the person is drinking it, it's meant to instantly kill the person. So this water should be called instant death, not liquid death. And so most people don't die when they drink this water. It could be because something or someone is protecting the person, right? There have been cases of people dying off this water, actually. And not everyone is protected. They put it right in your face. And people choose to ignore the signs and don't care.
Okay. Okay. You know, credit Jay Dyer and his wife, Jamie. They taught me about that first. They taught me and said that this brand, his wife, Jamie Dyer, said that they do a spell over this water. Now, let's go through the mechanics of this. That has over 2,000 comments. Now, look, I understand people can say anything on the internet, okay? But there is a commercial on YouTube. Kyle, cue that commercial.
Have you ever heard of a real witch summoning demons and trapping them inside cans of water? Inside this very warehouse sits the entire inventory of Liquid Death Mountain Water. Each can is about to be infused with real demons by a real witch.
A lot of what I practice can be considered traditional witchcraft.
What you're about to witness is very real, very dangerous, and in my opinion, a terrible idea.
We enter into the dark half of the year. Now is the time of the dead. I ask you, spirits, those who are listening, I invite you here. I offer this water as a vessel for you to come into this world. When the cans are opened, you are released. I welcome you. Now is the time of the dead.
Demon-infused liquid death. If you drink it, will you become possessed?
And you will see that they do a funny commercial putting a spell all on this water. And so it's funny, right? But this guy's saying that it is a real thing. And so if you follow the laws of the satanic belief system. So here's the thing. It could be. Because the whole thing they say is that they put it right in your face, but you have to say the thing to activate the thing. The more I see this, the more it seems real. So it's like, hey, I'm going to steal money out of your purse. When you're on, if I went to like a comic and I told her, I was like, hey, when you're on stage, I'm going to steal $20 out of your purse. And she's like, good try, right? And she goes up. And has a terrible set because she's a female comic. That's a joke, everybody. And when she comes, but I took the 20. According to the satanic belief system, as long as you say it, you're good to go. Why these people who are supposed to be these evil people, I don't know. They need karma, I guess, which makes no sense. I know a Satanist. And she's pretty cool, but I'm scared to interview her. But she's pretty, she was always nice to me, but she might be, she's probably the one that will tell me stuff, but I don't know. She didn't seem evil. She works at a Chili's. It's true. She would tell you that's all just about, like, no judgments. So I should have her on, but I'm scared. She seemed pretty reasonable. Very, very chill. So anyway, think about that. You have to say the thing, and then the thing activates the thing, and then you're guilt-free. Why a person who worships Satan would have any guilt is beyond me. But so, it's pretty fascinating that that's making the rounds. I'm cooked because I believe this more and more every day. So, I got more.
We are so cooked. They just found alien megastructures called Dyson Spheres, gang. And this is on NBC News. This is not from no untrusted source or nothing like that. This is not fake. This is real shit. It says here, a group of researchers have identified at least 7 stars that might be surrounded by advanced alien megastructures known as Dyson Spheres. So you mean to tell me we got Russian submarines showing up on our territory?
Yep.
People are in panic of whether or not World War III is finna start.
Yep.
And now we got alien megastructures in our solar system.
Yep.
That are powerful enough to wipe out our very existence. And look, I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all.
Honey.
I don't even know what the hell this even means. I'm sitting here telling y'all about Dyson Sphere, and I don't even know what the shit even. I don't even know what it is. But I'm just letting y'all. I'm just letting y'all know what I saw earlier today. All I saw in the article is that they was talking about this. You feel me? Dyson Sphere or alien structure has been discovered, and it's in our solar system. And they said that if they learn how to get power from it or something like that, they can do unthinkable things on it. Like, it's just crazy. Y'all need to.
You know what I love about this? There's a part of TikTok now I call like hood wake up, homeboy wake up. And it's like these paranoid homeboys from like, you know, 53rd and Crenshaw are like, yo, y'all, you know, aliens be here and shit. Here's the deal, bro. They saying that there's an alien at Buffalo Wild Wings, y'all. Hey, I don't even know what y'all doing. Like, it's awesome. Because I got in, TikTok took me to like the hood conspiracy. And there's a lot of dudes like this dude out there waking people up. And I love it because, you know, they, you know, you always expect guys like me being all fucking paranoid. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I don't mean to be a fear monger, but there's a Russian sub that's in Cuba. There's the whole thing with the draft. You can look that up. Kyle, put that in the paper. We usually put that thing where the draft is now just happening. You don't have to sign up for it. You're just in it. And if you don't do it, from 18 to 26, you get a $250,000 fine or possibly 5 years in jail. So it's either go on the front lines or hope to God you're good at cooking. Like my dad was in the Navy, but he was a good cook, so they put him on the ships. He was on the warships, but he was a cook. He was a great cook. Thank God. And then you got that. You got the draft is like they're just saying it's you can't dodge it. So it's either like learn how to do that if that happens or go on the front line. And then they've got this thing that they're saying they found in our solar system. And then, you know, Harvard professors are now like, you know, whether it's predictive programming, whether it's what they call slow dropping awareness. What's that term called? Fucking staggered disclosure. That's what it's called. And they're basically saying that they're saying aliens can be here among us. And they've been here the whole time, which people like my dad have said forever, and David Icke and Alex Jones. And that the moon could be a hollow station, which people have been saying forever and called crazy. Harvard, put that graphic right there, Kyle. Harvard. So isn't Harvard supposed to be the last bastion of truth and respect and Ivy League and world education honoree? Like, if you're from anywhere from, you know, Nepal to Tokyo to Hong Kong to Stamford, Connecticut, Harvard is the last grail of greatness. And if they're saying it,
yeah, this is bumming me out. This is what I was reacting to.
Did you see that the FDA just recalled 28 drinks for having ingredients not listed on the label? And that 24 of these drinks contained drugs, bacteria, and harmful chemicals that were not disclosed on the labels. Now, maybe it's just me thinking this, but if a regular person drugs someone, wouldn't they be going to jail? Yeah. Well, apparently it's no big deal if you're just selling sport drinks. Martinelli's apple juice contained high levels of arsenic. No big deal. And some of the drinks had red 40 and yellow 5, but didn't list them. And you can't even use these without a special label in Europe. But in the United States, they put these dyes in candy made for children.
I get it. This guy's pushing his health stuff, but he's showing you what's actually out there. And oh my goodness. I just posted on this on my Instagram. It just bums me out. Like, I know a lot of this stuff is shit. There's a sports drink I'm not going to name made by a very popular person who I really like the person, but they're saying it has so many phthalates in it. Like, one bottle is enough for the rest of like three of your lifetimes of this harmful thing. Okay. That's insane. Right. But there's like a tea on this list that I like. Martinelli's apple juice. That's what I used to drink when I was like, before I was a coffee guy. I was like, I'll have an apple juice. That's healthy. This butter. I heard this thing about Kerrygold butter. That has stuff in it. Women can't wear these leggings now that are like polyester because it goes against their cooch and causes problems. Like, all these leggings have it. It's like, can we have anything We should just walk around in a leaf, drinking water, putting zinc on ourselves, getting sun. It's a certain part of the day. Eating an animal which we raised, eating an avocado that came out of our ground with our soil. I mean, that's it. And you go, oh, you're going to die of something. Well, you can prolong your fucking life and you can fucking enjoy your quality of life. I'm not talking about Doritos. We all know that's the fucking shit. I'm talking about things that you thought were good. Coconut water is on this list. Is anything good for you? I understand that I'm a sucker sometimes and I buy into people's fear. They're pushing a product. But I also understand most of the world that is corporate is soulless and scum, and the dollar is the number one thing.
So what is this as big as itself?
I think it potentially is. I mean, it's very early days. So basically, they've discovered that if they use the same technology that they use for COVID, and they use some mRNA, which is a messenger part of DNA, they take your particular cancer, they biopsy it, they take some of the protein on your cancer, and they put it back into your cells.
How many people have you treated so far?
Well, we've had 10,009 clinical trials in humans so far.
Well, that's insane. You see that. How can you argue with this? Like, you can find parallels in anything, and you can find stuff if you're looking for it, but some stuff is just oddly similar. Let's be honest here. So the scene literally with the same looking type of people and the same accents and everything. So basically they're saying the zombie virus will start. I mean, predictive programming. If you go back to our friend, Mr. Satan, you got to say you're going to do it. And then people accept it. I don't know if he went into the movie theater. I don't think we agreed to a zombie by watching the movie. Did we agree to that? We're watching I Am Legend. I saw it at the AMC. I don't remember going, okay, cool, I agree to this, but I saw it and I was like, this is crazy. But you have to wonder why they make so many zombie movies. Forget George Romero. Like, I Am Legend, the Brad Pitt zombie movie, Zombieland, zombie. It's a case, right? Like, you could go, why are they, if the world is run by our bad friend, then it makes sense that that is predictive programming. I know this is kind of wild for some of you, but... Yo, this is... I wasn't going to comment on this, but, you know... Let me comment on this. So, I mean, if it's true, I heard the dude's a comedian, so he might be going viral, but if he is, then, you know, you got me, bro. But it's pretty good. So this girl goes to a Chris Brown concert and she then does the meet and greet and then her fiance saw the picture and then it went viral and then he got so embarrassed and he got hurt that he's like, yo, I'm out. And here's my take on that. First of all, Chris Brown is charging $1,100, which he can get. I think if he does 50 of those, that's an extra $50,000. That's crazy. $1,100 per meet and greet, which is a picture, a couple hellos probably, and they bounce. It's wild. Two, as someone who is in the same game as Chris Brown, just a different version of it, not as big or as expensive as him by any means. His whole meet and greet is like, yo, he grabs your ass, he does this. That's 2005 shit, bro. And I love Breezy, but I guess everybody goes in knowing that. I don't know if all of them are like that. So I don't know how he does that. 2005 meaning, like, I've had a lot of women come. Sometimes they're drunk. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're with their husband. I've had women come and the husband's like, hey, will you sign my woman's, you know, body part? I'm like, well, let's ask the woman. And the woman's like, yeah. So people have their own kinks. But I say 2005 because it was very normal. Maybe because it was the time or maybe I was younger. I don't know. But there was a lot of, I was signing a lot of overhang, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes some back door right there in the club after a show. And then it went away for a while. It was pretty popping for, you know, 7 or 8 years. And then it got less and less. And when, once the Me Too happened, it didn't stop. And now I just noticed it coming back this year. People are asking to have body parts signed again. So maybe everyone's like, fuck it, gloves are off. But so he does a pretty wild photo, I guess. Obviously, everyone is consensualized on it. It's all documented. And he says, I'm going to pick you up or whatever. And this is just an observation because if Chris sees this, I don't want him to get mad because I did a video with him. I really like him. I guess my comment is on the culture. So how can I say this? So if it's true, I'm not usually, I'm in both angles here because I have a girlfriend, but I also am an entertainer. I think it's okay for the woman to do that, but I think this guy is right to do what he did, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if your woman is going to a Chris Brown concert with her and her friend, it's on and pop, and it's already on and popping. And then if she goes to the concert and pays $1,100, I'll be really blunt with you because I like to be transparent. That's $1,100, okay? If people take a picture with me, it's $50 when we do it at the cons. And I try to give them as much time as I can, you know, they come through and stuff like that. And it's set up and there's a whole group there. And there's people less than me. There's people more than me. But that's not a crazy number, but it is for a picture. It is expensive. The most expensive autograph I know of that everyone's told me in this world is Tom Brady. Signature is $2,500. That is the top tier autograph in the world, I'm told. And the lowest is free. So if Tom Brady is $2,500 and Chris Brown is almost half of that, he's on the super high tier here. So that's already a commitment to pay, to go. You know it's breezy, and you know that his whole meet and greet is going to be fun, it's going to be playful, and it's going to be sexual, right? Because I've seen a lot of these pictures of him grabbing and touching, and obviously they're saying, please do it, please do it. It's all consensual. So he picked her up. He wasn't even doing anything as crazy as he was in his other pictures, but he got her right there. She's thick. She's looking at the camera. She is nonplussed. She's just like, oh, I'm right where I ought to be. So, you know, he's just going to do his thing, roll 34 cities deep. And, you know, that will just be another city. If she DM'd him, she might get one back. I have no idea. And then she might be on the roster, right? But my whole thing is that if I was that guy, I agree with him. I agree that you should have fun, playful pictures, but you have to look at the whole circumstance. Here's what I'm saying. I agree with the guy who called off the engagement. Because if it's true, the thirstiness to go see just you, because Chris Brown with you and your girlfriend, the super thirstiness to pay $1,100, the extra thirstiness for that position, and the unquenchable thirst in her eye of just like, mm-hmm, like she was about it. You could, that picture said everything. Chris was just doing his picture, but she was about it. I'm not judging any. Oh, I am judging. Everybody can do whatever they want. It was all good. But I'm just telling you, if I'm that guy, I would feel like the biggest.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fuck. He probably paid for it. Like, you know, yeah. Because I just feel like she was about it. I felt like that. It wasn't just taking a picture with your arm around her. It was like basically he propped her up, you know, right by his tripod. You know, like that's just going to, you know, that's emasculating, you know. And it's tough, you know, for your partners. Like, you know, I can't tell you how flirty people are, you know. I didn't even realize it this weekend. I was at the con and I was taking a picture and then, you know, it's like this chick, I guess, was resting her hand on my ass. The table girl goes to me, Whitney, she goes, "How'd that feel?" I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Her hand was on your ass." And I was like, "Really? I didn't even feel it." She's like, "Oh, yeah, it was really low." I just was like, I didn't even notice it. But, you know, it's nice to be desired, but, you know, I have a girlfriend. And so I have to be cognizant of the respect level for her, which that's new for me. But she's so respectful to me, you know. She takes pictures with people all the time, and it's like totally, completely just a normal photo. So, you know, you can't stop people from loving someone that you're involved with. You can only have the person hopefully respect what you consider your boundaries. And that is always a difficult thing in a relationship. Trust me. But I'm surprised I'm doing this take, but I do feel like, because Chris is just doing one of a billion pictures, so he doesn't know anyone's thing. He's just doing his thing. He's chill. And then but he doesn't know the backstory. But it's becoming a thing now. You're going to see more of this stuff. I think it's going to blow up his pictures even more because women are like, let me get in. Let me be more scandalous. And more men can be like, fuck that.
A few days ago, my manager called me and said George Clooney and Julia Roberts wanted me to help out the president and speak here tonight. And I said, I am in. When and where? And thank you. And then they said, Jack, we know how busy you are. You don't have time. Look at all the other events that are happening tonight that you already turned down. MC at the Fliegelman Bat Mitzvah. The opening of the new Jack in the Box in Oxnard. Judge at the second annual Imperial Valley Avocado Festival. You don't see that on Meryl Streep's resume. I said, I know I turned them down, but my president needs me. And then they hit me with the big one. They said, Jack, you can't go. You have nothing to wear. Your good suit is in the cleaners. Well, were they wrong? Because I had this to wear. My kick-ass American flag overalls. Most patriotic outfit of all times.
Man, I'm scared to comment on this. I'm scared. Oh, I don't want to bite into my own hand that is barely feeding me anymore. Look, I'm scared to comment on this because I've worked with these people and I really like them. I haven't seen them in, you know, years, decade. Oh, here's the deal. I guarantee more than any other person who is famous or not famous at that dinner, this event for Biden, I guarantee any one of them that they do not have the pulse on this country in terms of who they like as a front runner. They do not have a better pulse than me or any other comedian that travels every weekend. That all of my comedian brethren, brothers and sisters, you can chime in here. But there is no way that George Clooney and Julia Roberts and different people have the ear to the street like comedians do. And not musicians either. I'm talking about club comedians that go out, not just playing different types of talents, but also getting crowd interaction, getting heckled, doing the morning radio, all the stuff that these guys don't do because they're in their own bubble. Which is fine, but it's no way near. It is death. No one, when I go out, says they want to vote for Biden. No one. There's a ton of people that want to vote for Trump. There's people that are like, our Democrats were like, Biden's just not there. I don't know what to do. Maybe we'll go RFK. And there's a lot of people that like, they don't know what to do. And there's people like, I can't just deal anymore. I'm probably going to vote for Trump. So there's no one anytime where Trump was 8 years ago, where I would say, you know, we would do for Trump. People would be like, fuck him. Blah, blah, blah. And you would say Biden or whatever. You'd say Hillary. And they would go, Now it is, if you say Trump, people are like, yeah. If you say Biden, not one person, they will be vilified in any club audience if they say they're going to vote for Biden. The audience will just turn on them. There's more people that are vocal about Trump than they are Biden. No one is vocal about Biden. And I'm talking about Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm talking about Myrtle Beach. I'm talking about Huntsville, Alabama. I'm talking about Naples, Florida. I'm talking about Phoenix. I'm talking about Seattle. You can say what you want. There's people that I've been everywhere, man. Vegas. So it's so when I see my fellow brethren, and I love Jack Black, but I'm going to say, man down. Man down. Yo, bro. Come on, man. There's no way a dude who's that funny and that aware of everything, he's got 17 different senses, he's so aware, can actually think that Biden is like running the joint and cognitive. That was a political move for political, which is wild because now X is like going, yo, man, fuck, bro. So I just kind of proves my, and I, you know, I'm not causing beef or whatever, but, you know, I've worked with a lot of these different people, you know, and George Clooney was always very cool, man. What a great guy. I haven't seen him in a long time, but he said some stuff about the jabbo that was not great. It doesn't do me any good to push stuff back, but I don't even care anymore. Like, but I'm going to tell you why. Jack is so funny. I've done a couple projects with him back in the day, and, you know, he's ballsy to pick a side like that. You know, but I don't know why, because I'm just telling you, like, there's people like that are super on the left that compare celebrities, and they'll say, oh, we've got Beyonce, we've got Katy Perry, we've got George Clooney, you guys got Scott Baio, Kevin Sorbo, and, you know, who else? And the funny thing is, you act like you got these A-listers and everyone else is not, and you lost the first time you said that. So that's, you got beat by a bunch of reality stars? Like, come on, man. If you want to compare, you got John Voight on the Republican side, who's one of the greatest actors that ever walked in front of a Panaflex, top five, just an icon, and gave birth to an icon. So you just stop on that. Like, trying to act like the class system. But it's embarrassing for you because all of your supposedly A-lists couldn't deliver you a fucking win. So there's just no way Biden's going to win. If he does, it's completely corrupt from what I see, the temperature from all the states I've been in. And I don't know what will happen. It's going to burn if Trump wins. So if Biden wins, I can't see it not fucking burning. But I don't know. I actually think Republicans are a little bit more chill than the loons. So, and this just whole video proves to me that Hollywood is so left-leaning. It just hit me this week like an idiot. Like, it is so, Hollywood is so completely left-leaning. Like, it really dawned on me. Like, I knew it was, but, like, it's actually, like, mandated, you know, like, you will be ostracized. And it's the thing I don't care about anymore is because I don't know, my conscience just got better. But I also, like I said, I was aware of everything, but I just was like, it's not affecting me. And I was just like about my fun and my money. And then as things started getting more constricted and things started getting more transparent and things started getting so ugly, I was like, well, I don't want to say something. And then when I said something that was common sense and people start vilifying me, I'm like, well, that, fuck that. I'm not the person, like, I'm just going to fucking fight back. That's just who I am, because if something is unjust, it's not going to go well for you. I'm going to argue until, you know, the cows come home. So this left-leaning agenda is happening with all the programming, and then it's happening with all the press. And so outside of this little bubble, no one trusts the media. I can't think of many people that do. It's just people that want to keep up appearances for their circles, if you have a circle. It's not all the independent radical thinkers, which more and more people are becoming every hour, and losing family members and losing friends. And they're like, fuck it. We were never friends anyway. That's why I tell people, if your friends and your family leave you for your beliefs, they're not your friends and your family. Peace. Like, that's the biggest thing, is a lot of, see, because Hollywood is full of insecurity. So it's like, oh, here's my group, here's my circle. But it's more than that. These people are pushing these agendas because of, you know, they don't want to fuck their money up, their pockets up. But there's just no way that anyone could sit there, look at Uncle JoJo and go, he's of right, sound mind, sound body. Then the people at fucking Cracker Barrel, like, are you crazy? So it's like, so everyone is I'm saying this because I just think Hollywood is so crazily left-leaning, and people that I really love and respect, I don't think they've lost their mind. They're really smart, and you can't get to that position without being smart and talented and very, you know, like, you have the it quality. And I think it just comes down to a couple things. I'm not going to say everything, but one of it is money. Like, you don't want to stop this flow of money, but that will change if Hollywood becomes bifurcated and more things like the Daily Wire and stuff pop up, you know. And like, Piers Morgan was disrobed by Candace Owens. Like, just when they say that, boom, destroyed. Like, she actually did dismantle him. There's not one thing he ever said made him look good to her. Like, she just, I hate to say it because it's like, I hate competition, I just like conversation, but she won. I was like, well, maybe that was the thing that hit me on the head, because I've known it a long time, but everything he said, she then came back with actual facts of, like, well, this is this, you can look this up, this is this, this is this, this is this. And he just wouldn't accept it. He wouldn't accept it. And you can't be a guy that went to, like, Oxnard, but yet be dumb. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm comparing this to. It's like, that means that you're not allowed to accept. That's how you can tell someone's controlled or, you know, told what to say, right? Because you can't do that if you're smart. You're going to go, no. You know what I mean? Like, you see the people that when you see them talk, that you're like, okay, this person is shooting from the hip and he's making sense or she's making sense. So it's wild. It's wild. Now, I have a deeper theory, but I'm not ready to fucking torch every bridge yet. But I do have a deeper theory. Why are people successful?
Do you trust anyone in Hollywood anymore? But you guys, you know, you consume these movies, so, and there's nothing, like, original coming out right now. So, if you do that, you are going to keep it going.
Anomaly that was first appeared and detected in the ocean since the beginning of April around the solar eclipse.
What if I told you that what that is in the ocean can destroy the entire planet as we know it, and the entire world's military should be on call and on go? Now, let's TikTok about it. Godzilla ain't got shit on this. This reptile that could potentially be inside of the ocean that big, let me show you what I believe it is. I think it's warming up, and this is waking up. What in the absolute?
Let me show you something on Google Maps. Watch this. Look at this. People.
This is crazy.
Do you see that?
That's crazy.
It has scales, people. It has knocked its way through South America and Antarctica, and it has scales, people. Look at this shit. You can't make this up. Please go to your own browsers and pull this up, people. Please go and pull this up so that you know that I am not going. Look at this. And I want you to see what area it's in. The same anomaly. Look where it's headed. Look. Off the coast of Africa. This is where we've seen that anomaly.
So let me just stop this right here. So this is wild. I think if people who follow this follow it, there's a map on Google Maps or something there, and you can go to it, and there's an anomaly, and it's red because it's heat, right? And it's the size, it's like the size of two South Americas. It's making these, it was making 83-foot waves off the coast of South Africa. And I think they had a ton of, I don't think they had a tsunami, but they had a lot of rough, like, weather for a minute. And so then enough TikTokers got together and they said, they contacted it. And then the bureau who runs this, whatever the service they're using, like Google Earth, I don't know, whatever, they said, oh, it's a glitch in our system. So no matter what happened, when you looked for it, it went away. And then it came back, and then they said it was a glitch again, and then it's not gone away now. Now, it was a red thing. It was like, it was bigger than like two continents. It was like there's seven continents. It was like the size of two of them, okay? So there's, just stay with this backstory. So there's that happening, right? And then in the ocean, all of the marine life, not all of it, but sharks are coming and beaching themselves. Whales are beaching themselves. Sharks are running around like lunatics. There was three attacks on one day on a Sunday in Destin. People are seeing more pods of orcas. They just discovered some couple new species of things down in this other part. In Middle Earth, they found an ocean in Middle Earth that they discovered. You can look it up. So I'll start with the logical. The logical is that global warming, which I don't actually think is logical, but let's just go there. The oceans are getting warmer. I was just in Miami, and it felt like a baby sauna. It was warm. Not uncomfortable. I loved it. But apparently a lot of these are not, they're cold-blooded animals. And so they could be swimming and going, this is so fucking hot. Let me get the fuck out of this water. Now, you can say great whites like don't like it. And people say they do. But I don't think they do because they're in New England, which is cold, Cape Cod. And they're in South Africa, which is cold. And now the Jersey Shore, the whole water looks way cleaner than Santa Monica, which is also a crazy anomaly, okay? You can look it up. So you could say that the water is changing. You can say this shit is crazy. Then that's number one. Number two is there's this whole movement that mountains are trees. You can look that up, where people are finding all these fossilized things, fossilized. So if you look at the mountain, they say it's the base of a tree and that a tree grew there. If you look at, you know, people are discovering these fossils and it's a huge giant, looks like a finger, and it was part of the, you know, Book of Enoch, and they're finding like dragons. They're looking at rocks and saying, this is the dragon's tail, this is this, and people are saying rocks are dragons. So that's a whole thing. We've got to put that picture up here. That's another movement. But this movement right here is what they call Leviathan. And so, in the book of Leviticus, again, I'm not religious. I'm not like doing that. I'm just talking about the book in the Bible that at the end of days, the Leviathan will come from the ocean and something, something, something. I don't know. Put the quote up, Kyle. And basically that the earth will be taken over by a monster like that. That looks like a fucking big dragon, which makes sense if you're talking about Satan and all this stuff, everything we've learned. And so you can laugh and say that or whatever, but they're saying that these sharks and the marine life are all freaking out and they're literally beaching themselves. People are putting them back in the ocean and they don't want to go back in. Like, they're fucking scared. A huge whales are bitten in half, but that could just be orcas. But they say even orcas, which are kind of the cops of the ocean, like no one can fuck with an orca. Not a blue whale, not a shark, a megalodon, which they say went extinct. So basically, people are tripping. And this is a little thing, but alligators are now coming up out of the shores in Florida. Now, people in Florida will say it's always happened. And I think that was new for me. I always thought they were in rivers and lakes. But I do have some people that DM me and said it's not normal. That they don't usually have alligators on the beach. But there's fucking alligators coming out of the ocean in Florida. Could you imagine being in the fucking ocean and an alligator that came from like a river was in the fucking ocean? Oh my God. Like the sharks, you feel like, well, it'd be terrible, but you can maneuver it and they might not want to bite you. You know what I'm saying? An alligator, you just always feel it's going to bite you. Like, it's just going to be like, get the fuck. Even it's like, get the fuck out of my way. I don't think anyone would swim in the water with a hippo because a hippo, I just feel is a, people think hippos are the little bit I know about them. And I've seen them live in the fucking safari and on set, like, because I shot in Africa and there was a part where hippos were running free. Hippos, they ain't saying hi. Hippos will fucking chomp you. So, and I think alligators are from that same belief system of like, I don't think they're going to swim by you, right? I think they're going to fucking bite you. So the fact that, sharks, believe it or not, I think are the more chill of all those three creatures. But apparently, if you believe it, there's a huge Game of Thrones dragon in the ocean called Leviathan. He's making his way. You can look at the anomaly. You can go on the Google and look at it, and it's there. But what's crazy is this guy found the actual, like, before it was just a lot of heat, so it was like a heat-moving entity. Also, people say it could be an underground mothership. That's another thing. That was the first theory. But now this dragon theory is getting bigger and bigger. And if you look at it, he's pointing down. It looks like it could be the island of blah, blah, but it's an actual, it looks like a fucking huge dragon. And he says it's on the Google Maps now. Now, the issue is that can people put stuff in Google Maps that's fake? I've read two things and both things said no. And then I read a third thing and says, yes, you can hack Google Maps and put stuff there. So if that's the case, then it could be that. But it also could be a Leviathan. If there was a giant dragon in the oceans. Oh, yeah. It's crazy.